James, Governor Carney has promised a full investigation. What will that center on? What do we still not know about what happened during this 19-hour hostage standoff?
Yeah, we still don't know a lot of things. So at the press conference, Homeland Security Secretary Robert Koop said inmates overpowered the officers with sharp instruments. We don't have specifics on that encounter. It's also unknown if this kind of an attack had been planned for some time or if it was some random act. State medical examiner is performing an autopsy on Sergeant Stephen Floyd to find out exactly how he died during this standoff. And it's also unclear exactly what the prisoners' specific demands were. We know that they wanted better training for correctional officers and more access to educational and rehab programs, but the communication from within the prison to outside media outlets was rambling and very hard to understand at times.
The other issue raised here is staffing levels at Vaughn and prisons around the state. Safety and Homeland Security Secretary Robert Cooper, you mentioned, said the state is in need of about 90 extra correctional officers across the state each day. What do we know about why this is a problem and when it has persisted here in Delaware?
Yeah, so this has been a big rub for correctional officers for more than 10 years now. The state is constantly looking for new security guards, practically with a standing job posting online. Part of the reason is they're not getting enough applicants, and the reason why, or at least one of them, is starting salary is $32,000 a year. That doesn't factor in the hazard pay or overtime, but you can see with this situation especially that the job is dangerous at times. Koop said that James T. Vaughn had its typical day shift staffing levels during this whole incident, but that wardens typically fill any vacant shifts with mandatory overtime if they can't find enough officers.
And that is an issue we have heard about, as you said, for over a decade for the corrections department. This incident also has echoes of past prisoner hostage situations in Delaware, correct?
Yeah, that's right. So in 2004, an inmate took a counselor hostage for about 7 hours, also at James T. Vaughn. That prisoner raped her and nearly killed her during a rescue attempt, but officers shot and killed the inmate before he could. In an interview with the Associated Press a few months later, the counselor said, quote, "The way the system works needs to be stopped and changed." She went on to describe some staff members as incompetent or inadequate, and that managers really need to hold these people accountable. She also mentioned proper training would be key to overhauling the entire system, but we don't know what that would look like at all.
So we're starting to hear maybe some consistent themes here about staffing and about what's going on a regular basis in Delaware prisons. So what can we expect going forward? Clearly, the Carney administration now has an issue on its plate that it probably wasn't expecting to deal with, at least in the short term, or maybe not even at all.
Yeah, that's right. So we've obviously got this overall investigation to really get going. No timeline on how long it might take to complete, but it is underway. And like you just mentioned, it's considerable that this is Governor John Carney's first real test of governing through a crisis. He's been on the job for about 2 weeks now. Carney already had this projected $350 million budget shortfall placed in his lap, and now he's got a push to hire more prison guards and potentially spend more money on reentry and rehab programs. That was one of his campaign promises, it really was, but who knows how this situation specifically will end up affecting policy proposals down the line.
And what you mentioned, I guess, is key, is that almost anything that needs to be done to solve the problems that come out of this situation is going to cost money.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They don't have a whole lot of money to work with right now.
James Dawson, thanks for your time.
Thank you.